Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, October 10th, 2011. If you'll rise, we'll begin the meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver.
Please join me in a moment of silent prayer in the remembrance of PFC David Drake, who gave his life for defending the United States. Moment of silent prayer for he and his family. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this precious life you have bestowed upon us, allowing us, your children, the opportunity to serve you and mankind. Thank you for this great nation, America, one nation under God, where we can speak freely, worship freely, and actively participate in a government for the people and by the people. Please remind us to help those less fortunate than us in a manner that will give them hope for a brighter future. I ask that you lead and guide this governing body today, that we have the wisdom to make the right decisions for the right reasons. These things we ask in your precious name. Amen.
Please recite the pledge with me.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin today's meeting with items under the Purchasing Department. Item A is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for HVAC maintenance and repair for Ford Park with Alliance Mechanical Services for the period October 25th, 2011, October 24th, 2012. Item B is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file an agreement with Pitney Bowes for an initial term of 1 year in the amount of $2,500. This agreement will allow us to verify mailing addresses for jury summons and in time to verify addresses for our JP Sheriff's outstanding warrants divisions. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a professional services agreement with Taluni Wong Engineers for the amount of $23,102 for materials testing on the new terminal access road project at the airport. That's funded 95% by an airport improvement project grant and 5% by local matching funds. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file amendment number one between SOE Software Corporation and the Jefferson County Clerk's Office to clarify election hosting and support agreement in the amount of $143,811. Item E is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by the local government code to be auctioned by Horns Auction, Inc. The auction scheduled for Saturday, November 5th, 2011 at 9 a.m. They have a motion on those items.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Items under purchasing passed unanimously. Under county commissioners, item A can be tabled because of the opinion of the fire chief, and item F needs to be tabled because of the application deadline, or the applications cannot be submitted until January 12th, and there's some further counting of hog extractions and deaths that need to be counted between now and then. So January 12th, I believe. Yeah. Item B is considering possibly approve a proclamation proclaiming the month of October 2011 as Domestic Violence Awareness Month in Jefferson County, Texas. Item C is to consider and possibly authorize county judge to execute a letter of agreement with Lamar University for the set cast for taping commissioners' court meetings. Item D is to consider accepting an award of $37,655.85 in an emergency management performance grant funding from the Texas Division of Emergency Management. Item E is to consider and possibly approve out-of-state travel for Starla Garlick to attend the National 4-H Youth Development Conference. And item G is to receive and file a fund balance policy in compliance with GASB 54, the Governmental Accounting Standards Board. So have a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Second by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items under the Commissioner's Court pass unanimously. Ms. Cravens, are you here today for the Domestic Violence Awareness Month presentation?
Yes, sir.
Would you like to come to the podium? I'll read this and then I'll give you a chance to say anything and introduce anyone you want to. Okay, whereas the crime of domestic violence violates an individual's privacy and dignity, security, and humanity due to systematic use of physical, emotional, sexual, psychological, and economic control and or abuse, including abuse to children and the elderly. And whereas the problems of domestic violence are not confined to any group or groups of people, but cut across all economic, racial, and societal barriers, and are supported by societal indifferences. And whereas the impact of domestic violence is wide-ranging, directly affecting individuals and society as a whole, here in this community, throughout the United States and the world. And whereas survivors of domestic violence themselves have been at the forefront of efforts to bring peace and equality to the home. Now, therefore, be it resolved that in recognition of the important work done by domestic violence programs, the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby proclaim the month of October 2011 to be National Domestic Violence Awareness Month and urge all citizens to actively participate in scheduled activities and programs.
Okay, my turn. Thank you, Judge. Thank you, Commissioners. I'm excited to get up here and tell you about some of the stuff that we've been doing in the past year for family violence. I guess it was about a year ago that I was here doing, accepting the proclamation and telling you about a new kind of energized family violence task force that we had just started in Jefferson County. And we've done so much in the past year on these family violence cases in support of family violence reduction in Jefferson County with the support of people like Mr. Rugg, Mr. Manus, Judge Flores, other people on the Family Violence Task Force. We've got Judge Shelton, prosecutors at the DA's office that come to meetings for us. It's probably one of the most coordinated efforts that I've seen in a long time, working toward family violence awareness and family violence reduction. We're not doing what we used to with cases. Because of the cyclical nature of these cases, because of the repetitive nature, we're trying to work toward making sure not only defendants are held accountable for their actions in these kind of cases, but also that victims are aware of what their options are. We actually started an options class in Jefferson County that we hold up in the grand jury room of the DA's office, and making sure that victims aren't only aware of what their options are as crime victims, but also punishment options for offenders. So they're just not going, so they can make an educated decision on how they want to participate and how they want to be active in this case. Maybe some of you have seen our PSA on the TV. That was through the grant through Family Services that we started the program with. So a lot of exciting stuff. That's just the things that are going on through the task force. I also have Cindy Fertitta here and Cheryl Williams with Rape and Suicide Crisis Center. We're actually joined up with them too for a self-protection workshop that we're holding down at the Mid-County Taekwondo, just in order to make sure that everybody can see the relationship between things like domestic violence, bullying, sexual violence, and all those things being intertwined, and how young you have to start getting in those situations and making sure that people are aware of the consequences to their actions and repercussions to what goes on. So anyway, I'm real excited about everything. I'm here if you have any questions. I appreciate y'all's support as always. Thank you.
Judge, I want to applaud her because of what she just have said, and that is the collaborations. That is very important, and we applaud you for the work you do. We know you don't have a large staff, but you get a heck of a lot done.
All righty. Moving on, under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve fiscal year 2011 budget transfer for the 252nd District Court for additional indigent defendant expense in the amount of $13,000. Item B is to consider and approve an amended lease payment date with Delage Land and Public Finance in order to have all copier payments summarized and billed on the 24th of each month. And item C is regular county bills, check numbers 358771 through 359749. Do we have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Item A under Human Resources is to consider and possibly approve changes and additions to the Jefferson County NACO Deferred Compensation Plan to include allowing participation in both the traditional and or Roth IRA plan, authorizing transitional support services, and allowing both dollar amount and or percent of payroll deduction options for employees. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All righty, and under risk management, lastly, is to item A is to consider and possibly approve 2012 health benefits renewal with Southeast Texas Government Employees Benefits Pool. Have a motion on that item.
Move.
Okay, moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on that item?
Should be no increase.
That's good.
I like that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. We did actually see some slight decreases in our life. Okay. Any other issue that any member of the court wishes to discuss at this time without taking action? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you for being here.